This is GQDN for Monday, September 9th, 2024. Brought to you today by Audible. Go get your free credit, audibletrial.com/thegroupquest. By swiftenergy.gg. Go get those drink mixes. Delicious, delicious, delicious stuff. Go get it. Put in the promo code QUEST. When you do, you get 25% off of your purchase. Good stuff. Really good stuff. By patreon.com/thegroupquest and by stackup.org. In today's news, we got some physical things coming to you. There are some games coming out, possibly. We got some esports news too. But we begin today with Amazon. And Rock Paper Shotgun did say that Amazon did try to buy Valve before Steam was released. And this is really coming from Monica Harrington, because she was involved with Valve's formation with Steam. But by day, she was the marketing manager at Microsoft, and she was responsible for the games division. And at that time, she was helping her husband, Mike Harrington, and Gabe Newell, so that way the Half-Life Studio could launch and be created. So Monica did get up on the post on Medium, where she went through the history of Valve and her stuff there with Steam. And one of the things that she did impart to us is that she was spending money to help out Valve. And she used her Microsoft experience to help create Valve. Now, she did have some insights on Half-Life, the studio, and how that studio looked at the first E3. But she was also the one to try to get Amazon involved with Steam itself. So she did look back on the success that Valve now has, and she does like what the team did do, and she's very proud of them. But then when a video was released in 2023, she was disappointed because there were some interviews with Half-Life, and Karen Lohr was talking about how she was isolated because she is a woman at Valve, and she said that she was the only woman during that tenure at that time. And Monica felt that her history with Valve was completely erased. But in that lengthy post, she said she was there. Now, we go to someone else that was somewhere. PC Gamer did say that a World of Warcraft designer, former World of Warcraft designer, said that World of Warcraft made a mistake. So now, we know that The War Within has been released, and has been out for a little bit, and they wanted to make things alt-friendly because of the way people are leveling. But one of the former designers, Greg Street, aka Ghost Trawler, did say that the MMO went too far, and he was talking about that on Twitter. So here's what he said, quote, "Someone asked me if a mistake to streamline the leveling experience and let players get to the end game ASAP because that's what they love. My answer is yes. I think it's the leveling experience that we all fell in love with and invested in MMOs. I think getting to level cap should be an accomplishment, not a blip." So, do you think it went too fast? You can let me know at Joe Brums on Twitter. Now, World of Warcraft's not going to be on consoles. Speaking of consoles, Eurogamer.net said that the PlayStation 5 DualSense controller went up in price. And Warrior 64, did find it because the collar models increased by $5 in some of the U.S. retailers. That includes the Sony official store, PlayStation Direct. So the basic white DualSense controller went from $70 to $75, and it's hitting like that throughout the world. And that would include all the colors. Volcanic Red's at $80 now. White one's at $75. The Cobalt Blue one is $80. And the black one is $75. And that's at different retailers. So, will you get one now? Well, what's a controller without a console to it? TheVerge.com did say that Sony did announce a technical presentation because they're teasing the PlayStation 5 Pro. So Sony is holding a PlayStation technical presentation tomorrow, and it'll be a 9-minute stream. They'll be hosted by Mike Cerny, which is lead architect of the PlayStation 5 console, where he didn't reveal the PlayStation 5 specs back in 2020. The stream will start at 11 a.m. Eastern Time on September 10th on the PlayStation YouTube channel. Now, Sony did not provide any other details about the presentation, but this presentation comes out after the PlayStation 30th anniversary announcement. So, we shall see what happens. And we'll probably talk about it tomorrow. But they won't be getting any games from this studio. Eurogamer.net said that the Embracer-owned studio Lost Boys Interactive, well, some of the people are getting laid off. So they got up on LinkedIn and they had to make some, quote, very difficult decisions to reduce our overall headcount in accordance with the local laws and consultation process, end quote. Because they were saying that the Lost Boys studio needed to adapt to the conditions that are going on right now within the video game industry, in which the video game industry has seen some layoffs over the past few years. But the studio did say that they will be supporting their people so that way they can find new positions, and they'll be collaborating with other studios and recruiters to help their people get some jobs. Well, maybe they can go work for Silent Hill 2. GameSpot.com said that the Silent Hill 2 stream showed how the town has changed. Now, there was a live stream for Silent Hill 2, and this is a remake, because the first 13 minutes of the stream showed how far the game has gone. It went over the history of the game, but the last part of it showed about 20 minutes of gameplay, and that's how the main character was going around just trying to do this and that type stuff and showing off the game itself. Now, there is a YouTube video for it, but once again, if you're a Patreon, it's up in the Discord show notes. So come on in and enjoy the show. Enjoy the notes. Silent Hill 2 will be released on PlayStation 5 and PC on October 8th. So it's getting close, y'all. The demons are getting closer.
They're a month away.
But there are other demons as well. PC Games N did say that after 12 years, the lone survivor will be resurrected. Now, this is a dark fantasy RPG, and you'll be going through some green overworld and some dungeons, but it'll also have a new game plus. Now, development did start back in 2011, but was halted in 2012. But now there's some screenshots of the game now, and Jasper Byrne did say that the new game plus will be a part of it. So here's what he said, quote, "Feels so fresh after a nearly 5-year hiatus. I never fell out of love with it, but when COVID started, I got too much anxiety about it and I made the call to hit pause. I only recently felt brave enough to try, so I'm seeing how it feels to work again. Let's see what happens," end quote. But it is in development. There's no date for its release. So while we wait, let's go to the esports corner, because Riot Games did say that Opera GX is now an esports partner. And the Opera GX is a gaming internet browser. And Riot Games says that now the Opera GX will be the preferred browser of the League of Legends global events because of it. Now the partnership does start on September 25th, which will be the start of the League of Legends World Championships. And the browser will partner the promotion, which has some limited edition in-game and physical items. Opera GX will power the co-streaming hub and it directly featured over 75 channels that will be streaming the matches. So we'll see what happens. Esports Insider also said, hey, it's football season. Uh-oh, it's sports ball. But the NFL has partnered with PlayVersus for the Madden NFL Youth Championship. Now, this will be the first ever youth esports tournament in Madden. And they'll have 4 qualifier tournaments with 2 LAN finals. And the series will be the partnership between the Scholastic Esports Company, PlayVersus, because they'll be working with schools and students to organize the esports event. Now, PlayVersus will be in control of the competitions, and they'll be the hub for the team schedule, along with chats and brackets, and some other stuff as well. Now, the fall tournaments will have two qualifiers in October and November, and the winners for both qualifiers could win a trip to Orlando, Florida, to compete in the championship finals during the 2025 NFL Pro Bowl games. Some of them may need some equipment, though, for that. Oh, by the way, if you're a Dragon Ball Z fan, according to PC Games N, there might be a gaming keyboard for you. It is the Echo Dragon Ball Super Goku gaming keyboard, and it's orange. Most of the keys are cream-colored, and there's a few keys that are blue, and does have a picture of Goku to the left of the keys. And there are some variations to that. Some of the keys are black, some of them have got different colors to it, and there'll be a mouse that goes with it there as well. Now, there's no price for the keyboard, but the mouse is about $130. But the keyboard did sell out. So it is out there. We'll see if it gets restocked. Now we get to what's coming to Nintendo. And we'll just do some of the things. It's the downloads via Nintendo World Report. And a part of it is Marvel vs. Capcom Fighting Collection, Arcade Classics, Jackbox Naughty Pack, Doomsday Paradise, Mech Wars, Samurai Kento, and quite a few others. Though I didn't see this one, and you're not going to either for a little bit. Carmen Sandiego, the reboot has been announced. And that's Gameloft, with cooperation of HarperCollins Productions and Netflix Games. It did say that Carmen Sandiego is coming back. So this little adventure game will launch first on iOS and Android via Netflix in quarter one next year. But later on, it will go to PlayStation 4 and 5, Xbox One, Series X and S, Nintendo Switch, and Steam. How about some hardware? Oh no, not hardware. How about an art book? Because GameSpot.com did say that if you like Final Fantasy VII, the Material Ultima Plus will be released this November. Pre-orders right now are on Amazon, and they're at $36. And it's all art book, so you can take a look at that one if you're a Final Fantasy fan. But what if you're a Mario fan? Well, NintendoLife.com did say that there's a plushie, and it talks. Now, this is going to go to Japan in late November, and right now there's no idea when this plushie can actually hit the Western countries, such as us in Europe. But we'll see. We shall see. I wonder what it would say. Maybe it would be like, this has been a Dawn Forge production, 2024. All rights are reserved. We'll see you tomorrow for more gaming news. Until then, people, go play some games. You know you want to.